Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No real, you know, alpha, so to speak, on this team, at least that's sort of emerged yet. Will it work?
No.
It will not work.
No. In the NFL, I think teams are long past the idea of, we can't just get by with one really awesome receiver. We probably need two, and it would be great if we have three. The Bills last year had one really outstanding receiver. And this year, they're going to go with solid, good, okay, unproven, and that's fine against the Arizona Cardinals, maybe. That's not going to be fine in January, and that doesn't get you to February.
Armando Salguero on with the afternoon guys. He went on to say, I think it's a very popular opinion, somebody's going to have to show they're worth it, whether that's Kincaid, yeah, Shakir, you know, continue to take that step forward. Jeremy and Joe, it's game day. Bills and Dolphins tonight. We'll get a couple calls in. And then Ellen Pupar, who covers the Dolphins, in just a moment. Zoe in Buffalo going to lead us off this hour. Hey, Zoe, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, we talk about Ramsey and the trash talking. I agree with you 110%. They're going to go at Ramsey. because the trash talking, a lot of players, you know, you're not a fan of the Bills. You played against them, the defensive backs or whatever the case may be. But when he heard that he was overrated, it only had to be one person that popped into his head. Because when he got drafted, that was one of the things that Ramsey said, that he was overrated. He got drafted too high. Even though he apologized and see that he's an elite player, that the Bills, you know, worked hard on him, you also got to think, too, Ramsey lost a step. You kind of could see it. He's definitely physical, definitely a competitor. But you could see in that knee, yeah, he lost a step. They're going to go up. They're going to do that jump ball with Coleman in a corner.
That's what that's what Jeremy thinks.
That's
is
my
happen.
Bet. That's my bet. Thanks.
I agree 110%.
We'll talk about this with our guests.
I think they're going to go at Ramsey at least once with Coleman, because they want to see him do what he does. I mean, they threw that ball to Coleman this past week.
Yeah. I'm hesitant, though, to go to he's lost a step. Well, there's some stuff that, I don't know, the film guys, the numbers guys, I feel like I'm not seeing a lot of, like, Ramsey's not an elite corner anymore.
They missed him. He missed this matchup the first game last year, right? The first game of last year, didn't he miss the first couple weeks because he had an injury? He didn't come back for them until, like, December.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So he missed the first matchup last year. The thing about Ramsey, he gets a lot of attention, of course, from Bills fans because he said Allen was trash. Now, at the time he said it, Allen was not that good. And then Allen
he was a rookie, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he was a raw rookie.
Was it also forgotten, didn't he say something about, like, 15 other quarterbacks? Yeah. Like, it was a part of Ramsey destroyed every quarterback in the league. And the comment about Allen was he was trash.
Yeah. And again,
and we've remembered it maybe more than other people have.
I have no doubts, like, the underdog mentality, using bulletin board material. Everybody loves to do that. The commercial, there's a commercial for Gatorade right now. Josh Allen's in it. He's writing emails to coaches. He's a zero-star recruit. He's trying to get onto a roster, onto a team, and now he's, you know, an NFL MVP-level player. And it is funny because you've got lots of players that want to be that underdog. Whether you're drafted in the sixth round, Tom Brady remembers the names of the quarterbacks taken before him. A.D. Mitchell, why is he wearing number 10 in Indianapolis? Because 10 receivers went in front of him. Hmm. That's why he wears number 10. Here's Josh Allen. He's in a commercial for Gatorade as nobody believed in me. And one of the things that came to my mind right away, he did get drafted higher than Patrick Mahomes did.
Yeah.
He was seventh. At some point, you're an underdog. All the way, you're an underdog. People don't believe you. Then you got drafted seventh overall. That's not an underdog anymore. Maybe you're a project, and you're people don't believe in you, but Lamar Jackson got taken 32nd. And GM said he should be a running back. Lots of guys do get doubted. So I'm not picking on Josh so much as I'm saying everybody's going to find their angle, what they're going to work here, right? Like, nobody believed in me.
Uh-huh.
The Bengals got mad.
Everyone needs
the Bengals, we make fun of them for this, got mad that the NFL sold tickets to a game.
Right. When they were also selling tickets to a future game.
Yes,
it wasn't.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So it's one of the reasons I don't really think too much about bulletin board material. Right? Don't the Dolphins have a stadium's worth of bulletin board material that they can't beat the Bills? So if they do,
yeah.
Well, we got tired of hearing it. Okay. Sure. Everybody's got a bulletin board. Everyone's got material for it. Thanks, though. But like I said, that's built into that is, I'm going to go after Ramsey. I'd love to. Derek Carr this past week. Has anyone thought of Derek Carr as a trash-talking quarterback? You see him trash-talk to one guy in Carolina? There's a guy in Carolina.
What is he yelling at little old Carolina for?
Here's why. There's a guy chirping him in this game.
Okay.
And Carr looks him right in the face and says, I've thrown three touchdowns on you. Right to the guy's face.
That's like, pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, I love that part of it. I love the fact that we did this a little bit ago where Allen is voted the league's number one trash talker among quarterbacks. I desperately need him to embrace that. I don't need underdog, Allen. I want scorched earth, trash everyone's soul, Allen. Mm-hmm. And that is, let's get Keon Coleman to Moss Ramsey. That's what I want. I want, because he's the Brady trash talker right now, where he's this baby face. He's just a golden retriever out there. He's just having a good time. You can't stop him. Meanwhile, he's the biggest trash talker in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Is what the other players say.
All right.
So anyway, to Miami as we head to the Western Hotline for
Alan Pupar from Sports Illustrated on the Dolphins. Morning, Alan. You ready for tonight's game?
What game? Oh, Dolphins game. Yes, absolutely.
In terms of kind of the Dolphins angle of this side of things, how big a game is it? I don't know. Is it everything for them because this is the opponent that they haven't been able to get over?
I think you talk to the fan base that they would tell you that. I think you talk to the team, they would tell you no, and it would make perfect sense, because if you build it up to be this end-all, be-all game, then what happens if they lose? I think they fully understand, A, that they haven't had a lot of success against the Bills in, what, 5-6 years. They also understand that Buffalo is a team to beat if they want to win the AFC's title and get that elusive home playoff game. So they know. They don't need to be told. They understand what's at stake, but I think they're going to be cautious about making it too big. I mean, it is a second game of a 17-game season, after all.
Yeah. What is different about the Dolphins from this year compared to even last year, but previous years before that? They changed up some personnel on defense, but is it kind of just tinkering on both sides of the football, or are there big differences at any position?
No, there are a lot of differences on defense. The offense is basically the same with a couple of new additions. Tight end Johnny Smith being one, Odell Beckham Jr. being another one when he gets on the field. with the hope there that those added elements can take the offense to the next step, which is basically performing better against the quality opponents, the playoff opponents. And on defense, there have been wholesale changes, starting with the coordinator, with Vic Fangio now in Philly, Anthony Weaver coming over from the Baltimore Ravens. Personnel is different. Christian Wilkins is no longer there to anchor the defensive line. They brought in Calais Campbell. They brought in Jordan Brooks at linebacker. They have a couple of new DBs and Kendall Fuller, cornerback, came over from Washington. And, of course, Jordan Poirier, who you guys all know and love in Buffalo. So there are a lot of different faces. It's a new scheme. It's a different approach on defense, where Vic Fangio was this, for lack of a better term, grumpy old man who was very set in his ways, albeit highly successful throughout his career. Anthony Weaver is a lot more of a player's coach, which aligns a lot more with what McDaniel is as a head coach. And the hope is that the defense can take another step and also not have the team deal with the massive number of injuries that they had late in the season last in 2023.
How did that look in week one for the defense against Jacksonville?
It looked a bit shaky in the first half. They were down 17-7, shut them out in the second half. They got the huge play by safety Javon Holland when he punched the ball out of Travis Etienne's hands as he was appeared headed for the end zone and what would have been a 24-7 lead in the third quarter. It might have been ball game right there. Instead, that turned the whole game around. And then after that, the Dolphins also stopped Jacksonville on their final two possessions, a couple of sacks and the final drive. So they responded. So overall, you'd have to give it a pretty good grade in terms of the outcome and the way the defense responded in the second half. But there were some rough spots in the first half.
What do you think the chances are that Devin Achane, the Dolphins running back, does play tonight? And with Mostert already ruled out, if he were to be limited or, I guess, be ruled inactive, what should we expect from the Dolphins' ground game and the players that are behind them on the depth chart?
Well, I know the Dolphins are very excited about their rookie fourth-round pick, Jalen Wright, kid from Tennessee, for whom they traded a 2025 third-round pick to the Eagles to select.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Looked really good in the preseason. Looked an awful lot like Devon Achane in a lot of ways because of the speed. So I think the Dolphins are hopeful that if Achane is limited or doesn't play, that Jalen Wright can go in and do what he did in the preseason. Now, is that realistic? Who knows? Dolphins and Mike McDaniel particularly do like Jeff Wilson Jr. a lot. He's a big physical back. Had some good moments. He didn't get a carry until the fourth quarter against Jacksonville. Wound up leading the team in rushing, even though his rushing total was pretty low. But then the other adjustment could be the Dolphins would throw the ball more than they have or than they did against Jacksonville. And this is where Johnny Smith was very quiet against Jacksonville in the opener could become more of a factor.
When it comes to this offense and Mike McDaniel, the way that they design this, you know, it feels like the stories about them, whether it's the cheat motion that the NFL was looking into, but they did not change. The Dolphins are like cutting edge and trying to push the envelope on how they can kind of redefine offense. I mean, it's gone that well, and it's all about speed. Are they constantly adding wrinkles to this thing? And, you know, while it's the same personnel, you always expect to see some new element to their game.
Without question. And the new element last year was the jet / cheap motion that they used so extensively. We didn't see as much of it against Jacksonville in week one, even though they did use a lot of motion, but it wasn't necessarily the one where you see right at the snap where you see Tyreek Hill in motion just as the ball is getting ready to be snapped. But yeah, Mike McDaniel, that's his thing, is coming up with creative ways to make use of that ridiculous speed that he has at his disposal, and I'm sure there'll be new things coming up, maybe even tonight.
Alan Pupar covers the Miami Dolphins. Alan, thanks for the time.
You got it.
All right. Dolphins tonight. I'm watching Jalen Wright highlights at Tennessee.
I know. He's over here, and we're trying to get the scoop over here on the Dolphins, and I've got some Tennessee running back in my face that I'm assuming is Jalen Wright.
It is Jalen Wright.
Just running away from people.
Let me tell you what this one highlight package of Jalen Wright is. Hand off to Wright, and he's gone.
Uh-huh.
He's fast. He is a...
It's the same play every time. He's just...
It's not that different. You're talking home run threat if he turns into what he was in college. I mean, everybody in college, you know, not people aren't as fast. But he's one of those ones where he's between a safety and a corner, and he splits the two, and they're both chasing him, and he wins the race by 11 yards into the end zone. So, yeah.
I mean, hey, maybe he shows up and he can give them a similar element of speed. Can he give them the element, though, that Achan gave them in week one and was starting to when he came back from injury last year, which
catching
is
the ball?
That dude plays everywhere.
Yeah.
It is... I don't know, the Bills have had a guy like, I mean, Spiller, right? Like, that's how you might imagine C.J. Spiller, like, in his prime, where the dude is just running away from everybody. He's lining up at running back. He's lining up at receiver. He's lining up in the slot. Oh, here he's getting a jet sweep. Now he's at receiver and getting a screen pass. He's moving out there and beating a linebacker up the field. Like, Achan is a legit weapon, and it's not just his speed, it's his versatility to play everywhere. And that's the one thing I guess I don't know enough about Wright to know. Like, will they line him up at wide receiver tonight and, like, manufacture touches to him? That I don't know.
The one thing about Achan, the most important ability, Joe, is availability.
Availability.
And he has not been available quite a bit in his career. So
no, that's true. Every time he gets a big workload, it's always a hamstring injury.
Yeah, and this time he's an ankle.
An ankle, yeah. He's 5'9", 188. Like, we've wondered about, like, hey, can James Cook take the pounding of a big workload because of his size? That's actually gone well for James Cook. Achan is smaller than Cook, and so far it's showed because he gets hurt all the time.
Let's go to Jimmy in Miami. Hey, Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I'm glad you're talking about Achan because I think this game is a big game. Now, the Dolphins may not, like your guest before said, they may not say it's a big game, but McDaniel really wants to beat Buffalo. And I believe they're going to use Achan. They might not use him as much in the past as they have, but they're going to get him out there. Last week he caught 7 passes for 75 yards. He had a really big day there. I look for the Dolphins to get him in motion quickly. You know, they use motion like on steroids, and they're going to put a lot of pressure on our defensive backs, especially Achan with our linebackers and probably our nickelback. But Tua is a better quarterback than Kyler Murray. He's very accurate, as you know. He gets the ball out quickly. He's programmed by McDaniel to go through a couple reads really quickly and get the ball out because, obviously, they don't want to get him hurt. But I would say, you know, if you're coming down to the end of the game and one of his receivers is streaking downfield like Marvin Harrison Jr. was, wide open, I don't think Tua misses that guy like Murray did. That Arizona team, I'm not going to say they're a bad team. I mean, a win is a win, so that's great. But they blew the end of that game with timeouts left on the clock. They ran the ball on 3rd-and-7 in the final seconds of the game, eating up the clock. And Murray, you know, missing Harrison. I mean, and we got lucky with that call, that pass interference call with Ingram. But, Hey, like I say, a win is a win, and I'm looking forward to watching the game, and go Bills. That's
yeah.
all I had.
Thanks, Jimmy. Kyler versus Tua, who would I take?
Kyler.
I don't think there's any doubt that Tua has a better coach.
Tua has a better, yes.
Better offensive coach, for sure.
Yep.
Better weapons.
Like he says that play, Marvin Harrison Jr., Tua wouldn't have missed him. Well, remember, he gets open after a couple seconds.
Yeah, after.
So you have to extend the play, and then he's really far away. So you better, if you do notice him in the time, you better have the arm to get it there before a Bill recognizes it and gets back there. And I don't know, like Tua might notice him when Kyler didn't. I don't know that the play is going to last that long with Tua, though. And I also don't know that he's going to be able to throw the ball 58 yards in the air to get it to Marvin Harrison Jr.
He probably wouldn't have had to throw 58.
He was pretty far down there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was in the end zone, wasn't he? It wasn't Kyler like midfield?
He was open a lot earlier than that.
All right, maybe it was a little less.
But the general breakdown of that film is that, you know, Murray would not have thought to look over there. It would have to have been an improvisation. He looked there once. The safety came over after. There's a rusher, a free rusher.
I think they're in the same tier for me.
Yeah, all right. It's time for our Thursday three-way. Same game parlay on tonight's Thursday night football game. We do it every Thursday night.
Let's go.
Each pick a leg. The Thursday three-way. Tonight's a Bills game. All right. Same game parlay.
All right.
What do we want?
Well, you want a Ramsey interception, don't you?
No, I can't really get that on a same game parlay. So
no?
Instead, I'm going to go on.
Let's see. Looking at some of the... Man, Tyreek Hill, 93.5. I mean, he's Tyreek Hill, but...
I know.
Wow. Big, I mean, week one, right? Reaction to week one. Massive changes in the over-unders from last week. Last week it was Kincaid 52.5, Shakir 47.5, then Coleman at 30.5. This week it's Kincaid at 42.5, Coleman at 42.5, and then Shakir at 40.5. That's a big change.
Okay.
And Samuel all the way down at 18.5. Man. $8 million. One toe injury, he's 19 yards now. Doesn't Dawson Knox at 12.5 just feel like a money bet every single time?
I like betting a Dawson Knox anytime touchdown, but I don't know, this game might be a little different.
Like, he might have to go catchless to not get 12.5 yards.
Oh, yards. Yeah, you got it in one play last week.
Yeah, but I guess, was that his only play? So maybe it was close.
Yeah.
Right, like... All right, I am going to go with, I'm going to go with the Coleman under, 42.5. That's a big number.
Yeah.
And him doing it last year, like he needed a contested catch. Dan Orlovsky broke that play down. Like it was a great catch. There's a little cleaning up to do on that route because he made it a little tougher for Allen where he ran that route way too close to the sideline. And Allen basically had an inch to put the football into. He did, but, you know, he might run that same route 5 more times the exact same way, and they might not complete it again unless he changes it a little bit. So I'll go Coleman on the under 42.5. It's a big number.
Okay.
For me.
I'll go Josh Allen 2 passing touchdowns or more.
Two or more.
It's even money on that.
All right.
Josh Allen 2+ passing touchdowns.
Okay.
I'm going to go Khalil Shakir over total receptions at 3.5.
All right. No, we're not picking any Dolphins here.
I like that. Yeah. Let's just get all in the Bills passing game.
So we need Allen to throw 2 touchdounds, Coleman to not get 42.5 yards, and Shakir to get 40.5. So we need a Shakir game. Shakir, by the way, had over 100 yards in week 18 last year.
No, I said Shakir over reception.
Yep. Oh, reception. Yep. Sorry. Thank you.
So he has to get 4 receptions.
Thank you. Okay.
Look at you over here betting an under. Just your party pooper over here rooting against Coleman. Well, once he gets his Moss touchdown catch over Jalen Ramsey, he'll be satisfied. Scott Pianowski, Yahoo Sports, your waiver wire pickups, all your stuff from week one, signal versus noise, who should you be starting after bad games. We'll chat with Yahoo Sports fantasy writer Scott Pianowski when we return. It is a game day, Bills and Dolphins, tonight here on WGR. Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.